Welcome to Rambam on the line. We're up to Perek Sheni of Hilchos Erech and Bechoramim. Ha'ima Erech Yadi Erech Eini Oragli Olai. If someone says the value of my hand or my eye or my foot, I have to donate. Shama Erech Yad Zeh Eini Olai. Or if he says the value of the hand of this and this person or his eye, I have to donate. Lola Klum, that doesn't count as anything. Erech Libi Ochvedi Olai. However, if he says the value of my heart and my liver, or erech libo shaploni chpedo alai, or the value of so-and-so's heart or liver, then he does give the full value, because the life is dependent on the liver or the heart, whereas it's not dependent on the leg or the hand or the eye. The same is true of any limb, that if we're taking from a living person, he would die. If he said that value is upon me, so he has to give the value of the entire person. Beis, amachatzirik yalai. If he said half of my value, I must give. Also, chatzirik gives half of the value. Erechetzi yalai, the value of half of me, I must give. Also, he gives the entire value. She has shishinat lechetzi of yichya, because you can't have a half person who is alive. Therefore, it's tantamount to pledging the value of the part of a person upon which his whole life is dependent on. And as we learned before, he has to give the whole value. Someone says the money's worth of my hand or so and so's hand, I must give. You reckon how much is this person worth with a hand and how much without a hand, and you give the difference to the Beis Hamikdash. If he'd be sold entirely, a whole person, he's sold for 50. If he'd be sold besides his hand, if you were to sell him with the condition that his hand should not belong to the owners, but just to himself, he'd be sold for 40. Therefore, the difference is 10, and that's what he'd have to pay to the Beis Hamikdash. Same would be true in any similar case. Someone says, I pledge the money's worth of my head or my liver, or the money of so-and-so's head, or heart, or liver. Nosin de mekulo, he gives the money of the whole person. If he says, the money's worth of half of me, he has to give everything, because he can't live half of a person. If he says, half of my money value I must give, nosin chatzidom, if he just gives half of his value. If someone says, my weight I donate, or the weight of so-and-so. Not mishkolo. So he gives the weight. Kesef, kesef, zav, zav, kmo sheperish, whether he said his weight in silver or in gold, according to what he said. Of a mishkol yadi or ragvi alai, ron kama hi roya lishkol, benos imam sheperish. If he says the weight of my hand or my foot, you see how much it should weigh, and you give that money. And eichen hi a yad linyan zeh. Now how much is the hand vis-a-vis this pledge? And ha'atzel till the elbow. For regal ato arkuba, and the foot is considered, or the leg is considered, until the knee. If you should darn halkanachaloshim deyada, but vowels we go after the common language, and that's what people mean by the term arm or leg. Vav omer kamatzi alai kesef ozav. If someone says my height, I must give in gold or silver. Nosin shavit shenanichlof mlokomato. You take a rod that doesn't bend for its full height. Mimin sheperish. You make a rod of that full height out of the variety, gold or silver, or whatever he said explicitly. Amar Melo Kamasilai, he said, my full height upon me, Nosa Filo Shavim Shenichpof Mimin Sheperish. Then he can give even a lighter stick that's bendable of the variety of goods or metal that he pledged. By saying the word Melo, he means just a height, and not something that can actually, has to actually stand firm in that same height. Zayin Amr Mishkoli alive la perish mezamin. If someone says I pledge my weight, he didn't say of what variety. By Asher Biosef in his Kavalim Matanim Ruva, if he was very rich and he intended a large gift, Nosa Mishkoli Zav, he gives his weight in gold. Vodim Amr Mishkoli Yadi Aragli Komasiv la perish mezamin. The same is true if he said the weight of my hand, or my foot, or my stature, without explaining which variety. Nosa Zav, he gives gold. The man of Muflik Bashir said he's not very rich. Nelson Mishkola Mishkol Yadam Advarim Shadakim Mishaka Batamakam of Filiperas. Then he gives his weight, or the weight of his hand, in those things that are usually weight, even if that is food. V'cheinos ha'shavet mo'kamos ha'filo shalait. He can give a rod that is his height, even if it's made out of wood. Kolofi mamon v'dato. It all goes according to his means and to what he had in mind. Ches amdi alai. If someone says, my standing, I pledge. Yeshivasi alai. I pledge my sitting. Malkim yeshivasi alai. Or I pledge the place where I sit. Rakbi alai. Or I pledge my width. Avi alai. I pledge my thickness. Hekefi alai. I pledge my circumference. Kolelo safik. All of these, there's a doubt as to what exactly he had in mind. When he says my stature, for example, there's a doubt. Does it mean a stick that stands by itself or not? When he says I'm sitting, does that mean from his head to where he sits, which is half the body, or does it mean the whole body? When he says the place that I sit, does he mean around the size of his body from when he sits upward, or does he mean just for the size of where he sits? When he says my width, does he mean a rod that bends or not? And so on. All of these cases, there are doubts involved in them. Well, maybe the Fimamono. So therefore he gives according to his means. Chiomer, till he says, lo kachlis kavanti. Till he says, I didn't really mean that. I didn't mean so much. The mace, if he died, yitna yoshim palshav l'shonos. If he died, the heirs give the smallest amount. But in doubt, you can't take more money than you know for sure is included. Teres ha'omer, if a person says, harei alem abeh kesef. I pledge a silver coin. La yivchas medina kesef, he shouldn't give less than a silver dinner. La beina chonshus, a copper coin. La yivchas mima kesef, he shouldn't give less than a copper coin worth a ma of silver. La barzel, if he pledged iron. La yivchas miyamalama lachola orev, he shouldn't give less than a cubit by a cubit, which is used for the sharp prongs on top of the beis hamikdash to chase away the birds. Shalamala bagaga hechel, that was on top of the roof of the temple, which is Babam Kamos, will be explained in its place. Yud Amare, like Kesav Azav Lahiskum Abeya, if he pledges gold or silver without mentioning the coins, Yavilashin Shal Kesav Ashazav, he should bring just a piece, known as a tongue, of silver or gold. Yimishkola, and the weight should be, Atiyamalo Lakaklis Kavanti, until he says, I don't want that much. That's not what I had in mind. And similarly, if he gave the weight and forgot, he should bring until he comes to the point that says, wait, that's more than I had in mind. If someone says, I pledge my money or the money worth of another person, or whether one says, I pledge a mono or 50 of silver or gold, all of these people are referred to as being liable to pay money. But down Varokla Vedekabayas, and the money and the evaluations go to the repair of the Beit HaMikdash, Kmo Shibano, as we've explained. The Beit HaMikdash, there were two rooms in the Beit HaMikdash, Achas Lishkos Chashoyim, Vachas Lishkos HaKelim. One was known as the room of the quiet ones, and one was known as the room of the vessel. Lishkos Chashoyim, Yurechet Nos Natocho Bachshai. In the room of the quiet ones, God-fearing people would give quietly. Paniyim B'nei Tovim, Espanasim B'mena Bachshai. And poor people from good families would receive money from that fund quietly. Lishkas Hakelim, the room of the vessels. Kol Mishnas Nadav Kli Zarka Latocho. Whoever donated a vessel would throw it in that room. Ba'achs L'Shosh Yom Hagisbarim Polskanoson. The treasurers would open it once every 30 days. Kol Kli Shanimtsa Batocho Vedekabayis. Any vessel that could be used directly for the repair of the house. Menichan also, you leave it. Asharan, and they would use it. Asharanim Karm, the rest are sold. And the Mamnofel Lishkas Vedekabayis. And the funds go to the room of the Bedekabayas, the repairs of the temple. The Gimahutzukhula Koshim is Beach, Veloi Spikulam Tumat Alishka. If they needed holy things for the altar, sacrifices, and there wasn't enough in the special offering that would be given for the sacrifices, you can spend from the things dedicated to the Bedekabayas for the sacrifices. But if they needed for the Bedekabayas, it was not enough in the fund of the Bedekabayas for the repairs needed in the Beit HaMikdash itself. You do not then take what you need from the funds set aside for the sacrifices of the altar.